Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Expert Insights Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Family of Opportunity, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts, and communities. Expert Insights is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on your professional and personal success, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, top coaches, world stage speakers, thought leaders, thriving entrepreneurs and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I'm thrilled today because with us we have Brad Rhodes. Brad is a dynamic retirement advisor who has catered to a diverse portfolio of clients throughout his career. His latest bestseller, Protecting Your Retirement, a personal guide to understanding and planning for a safe and secure retirement, is now available for everyone. So, Brad, welcome. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Brad, tell us a little bit about your background and how you developed such a passion for advising people on retirement.
I'm 54 now, so 30 years ago, my dad said, hey, I think I've got something you would be good at, and that was working with people at the time turning 65 and going on Medicare, and I just remember telling him that I had a couple problems. Number one, I didn't understand anything about finances or insurance. I said, also, I'm only 24 years of age. I don't think older people are going to take advice from some young whippersnapper. But somehow he convinced me to get into business. And so I kind of have to give credit to my dad for doing that.
Well, that's fantastic. So how did it come about that you decided to take all of your wisdom from the years and put that into a book?
Well, I guess I would say that even though everybody I talk to has differences and they work at different places, different experiences, there seems to be a common theme that even though people, yes, they invest in the stock market, they have different ideas about where to put their money, I would say 95% of the people I talk to would agree that they wanted to have their money in a safe place that had some guarantees for their retirement. So I just felt like taking all that experience of talking to people for the last 30 years, I've learned a lot from my clients over the years, and I just felt like putting it in a book was a good way, especially for people brand new to retirement, to kind of give them a roadmap to make sure their money was protected.
That's so wonderful. What a really great contribution to people out there to bring, again, all of your wisdom from all of the years together in the book, in addition to the fact that you consult to people and make sure that they have a safe and happy retirement, carefree retirement. It's such an important thing. And not everyone plans for that in a way that makes it happen for them. So give us a couple of mistakes that people come up most often with from the standpoint of either planning or actually executing a plan for retirement.
Yeah, that's a good question. I would think one of the biggest mistakes people make is not really believing that they may live a long life up into their 90s in a lot of cases, if not both for a husband and wife. At least one of them has a pretty good chance of living up into the late 80s and 90s. So the mistake, I guess, is not having money that's going to last throughout their retirement, not having a plan and just kind of hoping that their money's going to last. The other thing is a lot of times has to do with IRAs. I think a lot of times people think of their IRA as just like a big chunk of money they get when they retire, rolling over from a 401k or something like that. But really, an IRA is an income-producing vehicle that at some time in their life, at age 72 now, they're being forced by the IRS to start taking money out of that IRA. And so I think the mistake people make is looking at it as not an income-producing vehicle.
That's really, really interesting. So do you have a couple of tips that you could give us from your experience and from the book that really help people to plan for and, again, execute a happy and safe retirement?
Yeah, so I would probably reference the last chapter in the book. It's called my ERA system. And basically what that stands for is the E is to evaluate where you are right now, to kind of look at it. I make a reference of if we're trying to lose weight, the first step we have to look at is where are we right now? So evaluate your situation. The next step is result. What is the result you're after? Is it to make sure your money's going to last? Is it going to make sure you pay the least amount of taxes? Or is it to pass on money to my heirs? And then the last is the A in ERA stands for action. At some point, you just can't listen and read good book to put an actual plan in place. There needs to be some action behind it. And so that's what my ERA system hopefully accomplishes for people.
Oh, that's wonderful. And the acronym is really very clever and easy to remember. When you were writing the book, what were you hoping that people who read the book would take away from reading it?
Yeah, that's a good question. I always start out telling people, because I think the book sometimes, it talks a lot about safety and protection and all that, and that obviously is important. But I like to make sure I tell people that I am not anti-stock market. I have money invested in the market. I guess what I'm against is having too much of your money at risk in the market. So I guess what I wanted to have people take away is there's no one-size-fits-all. But there is certainly a place for a portion of assets to put somewhere that just has a true guarantee. Again, not everything you own, but a portion of your assets, it's probably smart to make sure at least a portion of your assets are protected.
That is so smart. And when you're advising people that are younger, that are maybe just starting in on a retirement plan or approaching a time when they're considering that as being important in their life. But on the younger side of things, what is the best advice you give to young people?
Yep, I'm glad you asked that. I've got two daughters who are in their mid-20s, and they are just now entering into the workforce. And I've told them, hey, if your company is going to provide some type of retirement plan, if it's in the stock market or what have you, to go for it. The stock market has proven over time, especially if you're looking at 30 or 40 years down the road, to be a good place to put your money. So for younger people, like in their 20s, like my daughters, I for sure tell people to put money in the market. But when you're getting towards my age, I'm not retirement age yet, I'm 54, but I have started thinking about the money that I've been blessed enough to save. Do I want to have that money lost in the market? I mean, the stock market has been on an incredible run, and I hope it continues. I hope our economy continues to go up. But I would just say, again, what I mentioned earlier, as you're getting nearer retirement, it is smart to start thinking about protecting that money.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So how do you think a book like the one that you wrote that became an international bestseller, how do you think that could change things on a broader perspective, like nationwide or even globally, getting people thinking in a different way about money and what they're doing with it and what that means to their security? What is the kind of global picture that you think of when you think about your book?
Right. Well, I've noticed just in the last 7 or 8 years, there's been a lot more talk about exactly what I do. Even stockbrokers and financial advisors who would never really talk that strongly about true guarantees, you find that they are talking about that more and more. So I'm a believer in the U.S. economy, and I'm a believer in the United States, but I just hope this book will just, you know, even if it sits on a coffee table for a year or two and nobody looks at it, I just hope that somewhere down the road, people will start realizing that it's nice to just have some of their money protected.
It's so important for people to feel secure and safe, and even if they're mixing it up a little bit and doing things that are a little bit more aggressive in the stock market, but to be able to look at the total picture and be able to reap the rewards from all sides of the possibility of investment. That's why there's great retirement advisors like you to help us do that. Fantastic.
Sure.
So, Brent, you have like a website where people could go to learn more about you and tap into more of this great wisdom on retirement?
Yes, a good place to start would be my website, which is bradrhodesfinancial.com. And on that, it links to a couple other sites and some really good free resources. So that would be where I would start, bradrhodesfinancial.com.
Fabulous. Brad, thank you so much for being with us today. And again, congratulations on your bestseller. And everyone, you can find Brad's book on Amazon, Protecting Your Retirement, A Personal Guide to Understanding and Planning for a Safe and Secure Retirement. Brad, thank you again for being with us.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed it.
And for those of you who would like to learn more about Expert Insights, our best-selling books, our award-winning magazines, our global broadcast and communities, you can find us at expertinsightspublishing.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.